Yeah. supple heart is not a place to dwell. Now you have your cake, don't hesitate. Come on, just do it. Come on, just do it. Put it in your mouth. There is only now. Tomorrow has to wait. But no, there's no back in now. This is gonna be reality. You can never dream. Made amends in the general sense, but the devil's in the details. And I know the cause, and I wanna stop, but I can't do it. I just can't. There was love I meant, there were accidents, so tell me which is which, 'cause I just can't work it out. But for memory and clarity, we had better write it down.
Mics are working. Turns out we're not bright enough to figure out how to unmute things, but no worries. The wonderful Yurt Signers helped us out.
Yay!
Yay, Yurt Signers. Michael Capodifero for specifics. Anyway.
And being so responsive to text messages.
Yeah, that was very,
that was like
very
1 second. That was,
I'm very happy. Thank you, yeah. Michael. And he's listening right now, so shout out to
yay.
Michael.
Woo.
We just don't know how to unmute things. Okay, so I have a list of things to talk about today, but first I need to find my list. I don't know where it is. One of those things is... I think one of those things was having a really good next spring semester,
oh,
and
yeah.
how we can make that happen.
Going out more and working out at least once every night.
Yeah. Hopefully. That was important. Hopefully. This morning was the best morning I think I've ever had.
So amazing.
Even though it was my last morning.
The last, oh, that, we should talk about that. Yeah. Last mornings.
It was really sad, but it was happy because Taylor and I.
Last mornings come with new beginnings.
True, true. Taylor and I went upstairs immediately and we did yoga.
Upstairs to the Spiritual Life Center.
Yeah,
not just
to the Spiritual Life Center, which is one of the best resources on this campus.
It's my favorite space.
Yeah, if you can find it. It's inside Donut 5. It's pretty hard to find. But if you get there, all the way to that end. And
it's amazing and beautiful.
It's a gorgeous room. And I like circular rooms, like this yurt. Great place. Okay. Next song.
As we learned, a man was not considered to be
fully grown.
Has he not gone beyond the hills? Has he not crossed the seven seas?
Yes, seven seas at least.
Now all them jokers kept around, just like a scarecrow's in hometown.
Yes, scarecrow's in hometown.
From screen to screen, them traveling. But I'm a wanderlust king. I stay on the run. And what a nut!
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, at least that's something different from what they got in every other airport. Я не еврей, но кое-что похоже соврать не даст ни Юра, ни Сережа. Simply because I'm not a Donald Gacho. Да я шут, я циркач, ну так что же? I travel the world looking for understanding of the times that we live in. Hunting and gathering first-hand information, challenging definitions of sin. I travel the world looking for lovers of the ultimate beauty, but never still in. I am a wanderlust king. Stay on the run.
Wah!
Let me out. Let me be gone. In the world, meet a road sign. I so knew history of a time.
So we we found our piece of paper with the ideas.
It's a great valuable right now. Won't be valuable after this hour. But that's how things go in this world. Mm-hmm. Value only lasts a little bit. Like diamonds. When they were just carbon, they weren't that valuable. But now they are. Okay. So our next item of discussion is rape culture. I didn't say that very confidently, though. Rape culture.
That sounds even worse.
It does sound even worse. This is really important.
Very.
Really important. I think especially on our campus because...
I mean, every campus, but...
I feel like our campus, like, they advocate for such, like, open and activism. But when it comes down to it, we're all primates. And people are really, really awkward. So when you add those two things together, it leads to some uncomfortable situations.
And misunderstandings a lot of times.
Yeah.
And then inability to say
to
no,
communicate.
Or to communicate, yes.
And that's not bad. Good.
So there should be more. I don't even know how to change it, fix it. Because there is already open discussion, and yet it's still prevalent.
How do you change it?
How do we change it?
You can always call us at 413-559-6766 to add into this discussion. But how do you change it? So I think you change it by really, I don't want to say cracking down, because then I feel like I'm sounding like a police person and like favoring administration and like people intervening, and I don't think that administration should intervene at a lot of instances that they do. It's just that in this instance maybe they should intervene a little more and do something about it.
Agreed.
Okay. So we're gonna think more. And you should think more about
and
that.
And this is a great song, the next song for rape culture.
Oh, man.
This song.
It just, like, speaks to rape culture so much in the wrong way.
Ha!
Joy, joy.
Crash, kill, destroy, хуй.
serious consequences, get the law involved or anything. I just mean, like, a stern talking to or some repercussion somewhere, because I know of I've heard a lot of stories about girls saying that they can't remember what happened, and in that case, the person that they're seeking help from says they're sorry they can't help her because they have no proof of anything that happened. And, like, if someone just stepped up, like Taylor was saying, if and then in that case, if a girl does want to, like, do something about it, she has to, like, go public and
make a big
scene
about it and be exposed for the scenario. And
a lot of girls
don't want that. And fight for the truth come out, and it's like a battle.
Yeah. So, it's hard, but we're working on it. So, something that we are trying to change and make anew is is making new friends, and there are new people coming to Hampshire every day because there are transfers here now that have come here mid-semester that did not like their past school and want to see what it's like here.
And we should invite them to
do activities with us.
Yeah.
And have fun and enjoy the day. And
I'm going to be having a new mod mate tomorrow, hopefully, tomorrow morning.
Because my room's going to be empty, so it's going to be filled with a person.
A new transfer student.
And I'm going to come over and help Taylor clean the mod, because it's partly my mess, too. And we're going to clean the mod for the new person, so they'll think that it's a clean place. And it'll stay clean.
Yep.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're
So, you know when high school people from your high school become famous?
Well, my acquaintance, kind of friend, from high school, she was 2 years younger than me, so she's 16 now. So, you know, she's way more younger than me. But I was in high school with her for a while, and she's still in high school from Connecticut. And she was on American Idol recently, and she actually is through to the next round, and they did, like, a big feature thing on her and did, like, one of those backstories that they do for, like, the special ones that they think might go somewhere because, yeah. And so it was really exciting, and I, like, went on Facebook the other day, and then all of a sudden it just, like, was a video of her on American Idol, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was so crazy. And, yeah, and so that was it. And we're trying to find a video of her right now so you can hear what she sounds like. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting. I mean, American Idol isn't the best, but maybe it'll make her go somewhere in life, and that'd be cool for her.
It's not loading. Is this her?
Yeah, this is her.
We should.
Sorry about this.
Hold
on. Yes, sir. This is the American Idol. You're listening to American Idol background music.
Dancing.
This
so
is her voice.
Energy. I've been
trying
to
find
1 year old
the part
in the diaper dancer.
It's okay. We'll let that load and play another song, and
okay,
then.
Good call, Taylor, because I wasn't sure what to do.
Pink, I'm rosy as a flushed red apple skin, except I've never been as sweet. I've rolled around the orchard and found myself too awkward and tickledly green, I'm too naive.
Pray for the people inside your head, for they won't be there when you're dead. Muffled out, pushed back down, pushed back through the leafy ground.
Time is too early, my hair isn't curly, I wish I was home and tucked away. When nothing goes right and the future's dark as night, what you need is a sunny, sunny day.
Pray for the people inside your head, for they won't be there when you're dead. Muffled out and pushed back down, pushed back through the leafy ground.
Don't know where I can buy myself a brand new pair of ears. Don't know where I can buy a heart. The one I've got is shoddy. I need a brand new body. Well, then I can have a brand new start.
Pray for the people inside your head, for they won't be there when you're dead. Muffled out and pushed back down, pushed back through the leafy ground.
Monsters in the valley and shootings in the alley, and people fall flat at every turn. There is no straight and narrow, offload your wheelbarrow and pick up your sticks and twigs to burn.
Pray for the people inside your head, for they won't be there when you're dead. Muffled out and pushed back down, pushed back through the leafy ground. Pray for the people inside your head, for they won't be there when you're dead.
So we are going to play for you. Oh. Leah do that. The Gabby Caruso is her name?
Karuba.
Gabby Karuba.
Sunday morning rain is falling. Steal some cover, share some skin. Clouds are shrouding us in moments unforgettable. You twist to fit the mold that I am in.
Nice.
Baby, all I need. In darkness, he is all I see. Wow. Come and rest your bones with me. Driving slow on Sunday morning, and I never want to leave.
That was so wonderful.
That was so beautiful. I love.
And that's her. She has a great voice.
Yeah, all the judges were wowed.
And she's pretty
too. I was wowed too. Yeah, she's adorable.
I hope that she
She's got a really nice smile. I'm glad we found this and played her.
Yay. So I hope you all liked her and vote for her if you're an American Idol watcher. If not, then I don't blame you.
Here's another woman from near my hometown. I don't know, New York City.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Don't want no money.
Want your money.
That shit's ugly.
Just want your sex.
Want your sex.
Take it out of my bad girl.
Talk about me.
Show me your teeth.
Let me see your mean.
Got no direction.
No direction.
I need direction.
Just got my bam.
Got my bam.
Take a bite of my bad girl.
Bad girl.
Ah. Take a bite of me, girl.
Show me your teeth.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all right. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion.
My religion is you.
Take a bite of my bad girl.
Bad
take a bite
girl.
Of my boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a tough bitch.
Got my addictions.
My addictions.
Now I love to fix it.
Now I love to fix it.
No one's perfect.
Take a bite of my bad girl.
Bad girl.
I'm not a bad girl.
Show me your teeth.
I just need a little guidance.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all right.
Just tell me it's all right.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Teeth, teeth, teeth.
Show me your teeth. How?
My religion is you. My religion is you.
Tell me your teeth.
Show 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 me your teeth.
So that was Lady Gaga.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. John says pretty mainstream, but I think that was one of her songs that didn't get mainstreamed and is really good anyway.
It's the artist.
So I know she is mainstream.
Not allowed to do that at my old radio station.
Oh man.
Not allowed to
he
do
says
it.
We
He's
weren't
sued.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's insane.
Well, that's because no one listens to
That's we're online broadcasted and yeah, no one listens to us.
We got a major label.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep, that is crazy. So the last thing that we're going to talk about, well actually Taylor's going to start us off with a little story.
Okay, so I, until a couple days ago, had never been inside a Prescott Mod, and
one of the few and lucky.
One of the lucky few, and I helped Zoe move into her new mod in the Kosher Mod, Mod 82, and it's amazing. Prescott is beautiful. I mean, at least the Kosher Mod is beautiful.
The outside's ugly as fuck.
But, like, inside, the kitchens are huge. I mean, comparatively to Greenwich, the kitchens are huge.
Yeah,
and there's
beautiful.
carpeting in the floors, in the rooms. And it's square rooms, unlike mine.
With the awkward corner.
And it just opened me up to a whole new world of architecture on Hampshire campus. And as a result of my newfound experience, I came up with an idea with Liana that we should do a mod open house before the lottery so that, like, certain mods can decide, like, that they want to have, like, open their house up for, like, maybe an hour or two on a weekend or something, and just people can go and see the mod and, like, see the interior of the mod because all the mods are different.
Make sure they take off their shoes when they come inside and walk around and look upstairs and downstairs. Everyone can be sitting in the living room, all the mod mates, so people could go and look inside their rooms with the door. Oh, maybe that's bad. You don't want people to steal your shit.
Well, I mean, you can, like, give them a tour.
Okay, yeah.
You can,
give
like, volunteer.
Give them a tour.
Yeah, you can volunteer to give a tour.
Yeah.
And it'd be a great opportunity to meet new people, too.
Each person can take turns giving tours.
And it'd be great. And you could,
and
like, sign up to do
friends.
It. And make friends. And then people can look at the different mods. I mean, and, like, it'd be great. It's a great opportunity to just get to see more of Hampshire's architecture. And I love design and looking at the new. I like it. It's pretty.
Yeah. I would, like, put out snacks, bake some cakes and cookies. Yeah. That would be fun.
So if you guys think this is a good idea, if anyone's listening, you should let us know somehow. You can post on our Facebook page or something.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know who to, like, pitch this to.
It should
happen.
Put it on the Student Daily Digest
and
see if
people
anyone
responds.
That's what I love about Hampshire. Students can do anything.
It's great.
With the Student Daily Digest. You could just tell anything to the whole entire student body in an email that's sent out every morning. And it'll just be a little blurb. And then anyone can click on it if they want to learn more. It's fantastic. I love Hampshire. Okay.
It's great.
Here is
probably our last song of the evening.
Well, we could play
one more song
if no one kicks us out.
Okay.
This song is dedicated to Thomas.
Thomas, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I didn't Skype with you earlier. I got back to the mod, and as I was approaching the door, John was walking up to it too, and then I got distracted, and then I had to come here, and now I'm here, and I apologize I didn't text you. I love you, Tom.
Yes. And we hope that you're doing amazing in Chicago. We hear it's snowing there, so enjoy the winter wonderland of the Chicago city.
I bet it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. And we'll see you soon. Enjoy the song.
The times we have.
Okay, so. Oh, I forgot to press pause.
Well, that's the intro to the last song.
I think it's such a good intro that we need to play it again when you guys get it. Because I really like it. It just like made my heart jump right there. So I want you guys to feel that again, even though it might be not be as exciting, but still.
So, well, have a nice weekend, everyone. Enjoy the snow.
We hope you live well and prosper like Kombucha Mother.
Oh, yes. The Kombucha Mother.
That's all I need to say about her.
Oh.
Oh. She just layers up. She's got so many
she
layers.
Just layers up. She is ready for the cold. She is ready for the winter.
Yeah, she is. Apparently, she's not kosher. I'm going to look it up, though, because I'm not really sure. Kombucha kosher? Kosher, question mark, Google? Old growth Yiddishke. Kosher kombucha culture. I'm happy to announce that I have kombucha cultures available that I synthesized from a certified kosher source.
So they're not kosher normally. They are not kosher normally. You are right.
I
get what's right. Oh, well.
I just think.
Put her in your room.
Yeah, I'll put her in my room. And plus, she's so much prettier to look at as a piece of art than anything else.
You know, her ability to be good for your body doesn't matter at all. You just need to look at her. That's how you absorb the.
Hey, just hold her in your arms.
Sing to her at night.
Like, you know how, like, when the chiropractor would see if something's wrong with you and if, like, vitamins were better for you, she would, like, press your arm, hold your arm out and, like, press it down and then, like, touch a part on your body and press your arm down and then, like, hold vitamins to you and, like, press your arm down. And if your arm went down, then the vitamins were bad for you. You didn't need them. But if your arm stayed up and got stronger, which is what most arms would do, the vitamins are better for you. It's interesting that your body knows things that your mind
can't,
I guess,
even tell.
Yeah, your body just knows. Okay, so kombucha is not kosher. Here is the last song.
Oh,
So goodbye. We're gonna leave you with ourselves like we always do. Because we are us.
So enjoy.
So enjoy. Oh my gosh, we could leave you with ourselves from last week.
Yes, enjoy.
That's what we're doing.
Have a nice weekend.
Look in the